Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balaba Girit Badadhari Gopi Jana Balaba Girit Badadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Mana Chari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Nitai Gaura Hari Bala Hari Bala Hari Bala Nitai Gaura Hari Bala Nitai Gaura Hari Bala Hari Bala Hari Bonita Gaura Hari Bala Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Isi Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Vallabha Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 18, Text 52. Nadota pada prayata, nadota pada prayata, nadra pada udaksidaha, nadra. Saita na parananyaya. Nanagnana cha sanjayo. Nadota pada prayata. Nadra pada udakshidaha. Saitana parananye. Nanagnana cha sanjayo. Nadato pada prayata. Prada. Nadra pada udaksidaha. Saita na parananyai. Nanagnana cha sanjayo. Someone else? Nadato pariprayata. Nadra pada udakshidaha. Saita na parananye. Word for word. Na, not. Adota pada. Without washing the feet. Aprayata. Without being purified. Na, not. Adra. Adra pada. With wet feet. Udakshida. With the head toward the north. Saita should lie down. Na, not. Apara, with the head pointed west. Na, not. Anyai, with other women. Na, not. Nagna, naked.
Na,
not.
Cha,
and.
Sanjayo,
at sunrise and sunset. Translation: you should not lie down with having washed both of your feet or without being purified, nor with wet feet or with your head pointed west or north. You should not lie naked or with other women or during the sunrise or sunset. So Kapila is continuing to advise his wife on how to observe this particular month-long ritual. And so Prabhupada doesn't give purport. So we'll read also text 52. Dotavasa suchi nityam sarva mangalam samyuta pujayet pratarasat prag govipran sriyam achyutam. Translation: putting on washed clothing, being always pure, and being adorned with turmeric, sandalwood pulp, and other auspicious items, before breakfast one should worship the cows, the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, and the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport: if one is trained to honor and worship the cows and brahmanas, he is actually civilized. The worship of the Supreme Lord is recommended, and the Lord is very fond of the cows and the brahmanas. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmanahitaya cha. In other words, a civilization in which there is no respect for the cows and brahmanas is condemned. One cannot become spiritually advanced without acquiring the brahminical qualifications and giving protection to cows. Cow protection ensures sufficient food prepared with milk, which is needed for an advanced civilization. One should not pollute civilization by eating the flesh of cows. A civilization must do something progressive, and then it is an Aryan civilization. Instead of killing the cow to eat flesh, civilized men must prepare various milk products that will enhance the condition of society. If one follows the brahminical culture, he will become competent in a Krishna consciousness. So, going on, Kasyapa Muni is, as I mentioned, is advising his wife Diti what not to do and what to do during this month. And she had a desire, a little bit perverted desire, to, you know, because Indra, the king of heaven, this is an old story, the king of heaven had arranged, or by his and others, pushing that the Hiranyakashipu, her sons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, who turned out to be great asu, great demons terrorizing the universe, that caused the Lord to descend. So I'm just giving a background history. So she was very angry at Indra, and now she is desiring the son to have a child that can kill Indra. So Kasyapa Muni was not very happy with his wife for wanting that, but nevertheless she was very determined, and he'd already given his word to give her any benediction and blessing she wanted. So he was kind of a duty-bound and obligated, and so he had to give it, but he thought that, let me give her something while she performs it. If she performs it very nicely, it's worshipping the Supreme Lord Vishnu, so she'll be purified. And it's very stringent to follow all these requirements in this month-long ritual. And so, if there's a discrepancy, then it will not be effective. So he was thinking in this way, to simultaneously fulfill a desire, at the same time bring about a much better result. Whereas the other, her desire was not at all very good, a son that was born to kill Indra, the king of heaven. That was not very good. So anyway, he's very intelligent. And of course, Diti was very determined. Anyway, and so he's giving advice. Now, how to follow this ritual? All rituals and ceremonies and yajnas have their methodology and ingredients in the yajna, and mantras to chant, and different prescriptions like that. So one has to follow them very nicely. Generally, one is trained, in, especially those in brahminical culture, they're trained how to they learn all these different rituals and the yagyas and so on and so forth. I was talking yesterday about the different varnas and ashramas and brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra and brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. So there are different rules for each one and different duties for each one. The brahmanas, they were considered the very intellectual class, the very intelligent class, mainly because they studied the Veda. They studied the Veda and they studied all these things. So amongst all the people, they were known as the intellectual class. So you always in society, you always have an intellectual class. You know, not everyone can be an intellectual. Of course people are intelligent, but whether they're an intellectual, whether they're an academic, requires training, it requires a lot of study. If you want to go into academia or that kind of a circle, then you have to do a lot of training, a lot of study, many years of your life, starting at maybe 5 years old, right through, if you want to go high levels of BA, MA, PhD, then maybe for at least 20 years or more, you are studying. So that's a good portion of your life, isn't it? That just in the study, just in the study. So many people don't want to go to that length. They're not very inclined. Their nature is different. Their nature is different. So that's all right. Everyone's got their nature. Everyone's got their nature, and they can become expert in their particular area of expertise and whatever their chosen profession or trade may be. Their nature is like that, and that's good. Let them follow their nature and become very expert in that particular field. And so it is actually mentioned by Krishna in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, better to follow your own nature. You can kind of do something that is not really your nature. Anyone can do anything for some time. Anyone can do anything for some time, but your nature is different, and so you will not be completely happy in that if it goes against your nature. So in the young years, the nature is very much exhibited in children and as they grow up, and the elders of society see what is the qualities, what are the activities, and it can change. Of course, later on it can change. There's many instances in history where, you know, later on Vishvamitra was a king, but he had a vow that he wanted to be a brahmana, Brahma Rishi. So by his tapasya and so on and so forth, he went from kshatriya to brahmana. And, you know, there's that one story of the sons of Brihaspati, who was the priest of the demigods, the brahmana. They were required to attend the gurukul, his gurukula, to learn and be educated in brahminical qualifications, being born in that family. But they skipped the school. They didn't go to the school regularly. They would go away and they would just play with their friends, and they would do wrestling. They're especially very fond of doing the wrestling and doing like that, playing like that. So time and time again, their father, Brihaspati, he said, no, don't do like that, boys. You have to, now is the time for study. You have to come to the school. But time and time again, they just ignored, and they just went and played and just wrestling all day. And then he became very angry. He cursed them. You like wrestling so much? Just be wrestlers then. If you do your whole life wrestling. And actually he cursed them. There's very steady. They became Mushtika and Chanura. You know, that Mushtika and Chanura, they were the wrestlers that wrestled with Krishna and Balaram in Mathura. When Kamsa was trying to kill Krishna and Balaram, he sent these big, huge, gigantic wrestlers that could pulverize anyone in 5 seconds. And so he sent them, and formerly they were brahmanas, sons of Brihaspati, and then became the wrestlers. So someone can change. It's not just by birth. It's by your activities and your quality. What is your nature? So Krishna actually mentions Sve Sve Kaman Abharita. He says that better to follow your own nature. You can try something else, but your nature eventually will bring you back to actually what is, what you're going to be happy in. Because, and this nature comes about from the modes of nature, sattva-guna, rajaguna, tamaguna, and a mix of all those. Someone will be mixed a little bit one way, another one will be mixed a little bit another way. One will have more passion, another one will have more ignorance, one will have more goodness and a bit of passion. Yeah, so it'll all be mixed. All be mixed things. So that and then how you're brought up and your association, that will create your nature. Your nature is also coming through from the past life, what you were doing in the past life and the life before that and the life before that and the life. So many lives we've had. And so that creates our current nature. And as we go in the life, our nature is also shaped. So what you do, of course, as I said, it can change in the beginning, in your early youthful years, your nature can be one way. It may change because of your activities and your qualities later in life, but generally it stays pretty much the same. Of course, it can change on a spiritual level, transcendental level. That can totally change, transcendental level. Just like when one's born, you know, if one's born on a certain day, certain date, certain year, certain time, the astrologers can do the calculation what your life will be, because that is all governed by the stars, and you know, of course, modern science doesn't believe in these things, but we know in the Vedic concept, the astrology is there, Jyotish Shastra and all these, they're very elaborate shastras, and one has to train very hard to learn all these things. Generally, the brahmanas would train; they would understand. So, at the time of the birth, then you can get your chart done, and your child will be like this in their life. You'll be like that. It says here I can read this, that, and the other thing. These will be the general tendencies. I can see some specific things. So these things can be calculated. But when one comes to spiritual, then one comes under the shelter of Krishna, and then Krishna brings you to the transcendental, that is above what your karma says you'll be in this life. One goes to the transcendental. I remember many years ago I was in Trivandrum. Now is a new name, I don't know exactly. But before it was Trivandrum, I was in the Padmanabha Swami temple. And we went inside. Not everyone can go in there, but because ISKCON has friendly relationship, we went inside. And I met all the big pundits inside there. Very beautiful temple. And one of the pundits, he was very friendly. He was the pundit. He was the one doing the astrological charts for all the priests and the king. That temple, at least at that time, was under the Maharaja of Trivandrum. He was the overseer, and he was funding everyone and the temple, everything. I don't know, still the case. I heard that Padmanabha Swami temple has now become more than the richest temple in India, surpassed Tirupati. They found under the so many jewels were underneath the temple, a compartment there. But anyway, very beautiful temple, beautiful deity. The priest took us inside into the deity room, into the Sanctum Sanctorium, as they called it. And so we were very lucky. They took us inside, and that lying Lord Vishnu, the deity of Lord Vishnu, lying down with a lotus flower coming from his navel. That deity, they told us, that deity is made from, what did they say, like 11,000 shalagram shilas all welded together. Somehow or other they put it together and made the deity. So very beautiful. But anyway, going back to, there's some story to the side. But going back to the point, the astrologer said, yes, I do all the calculations of what the life will be for all the priests here and the king and many others. And I just jokingly, I said, oh, well, you should do my chart and tell me what my life is going to be. And he said, oh, you know, you're a swami, you know. I don't do for the swamis, he said, because you're all the devotee, you know, you're under the God. And God can change anything. Maybe the calculation would have been like this, but then Krishna can just change it. So I don't want to say something and it doesn't happen. That will be bad for my reputation. So it's a fact. So one may have particular their what their life will be, but that can change when one comes by the mercy of Krishna. That can change, but nevertheless, the nature is there, generally speaking, And therefore, it is best to follow that nature in work and so many different activities, and then you'll be more satisfied. It'll be your nature, it'll be a more natural thing. These things, as mentioned here, that she had to live in the mode of goodness to follow this this ritual for the month, in the sattva guna. So certain things not to do. We talked yesterday about washing your hands, your mouth, your feet, or all these things. You know, you have to be clean. You can't be you have to be. Don't lie down. Don't go to bed. Now, when you go to bed and when you sleep, here also the sandhya is mentioned. This was also mentioned yesterday. The sandhya means the different junctions of the day. The sunrise, the midday, and the sunset. These are all when the sun, and those times of the day are very auspicious. And so generally the Brahmanas, they chant the Gayatri Mantra at the sunrise, the midday, and the sunset. So it's not good for sleeping at that time. That is, sleeping is kind of in the mode of goodness. Best to be in a mode of sleeping in mode of ignorance, and one has to be in the mode of goodness. And at that time of day, don't be sleeping in the sunrise or the sunset, and because at that time, after sunset, right at that time is auspicious, and after that, and in the morning, just before sunrise. Of course, there are many subtle beings, followers of Lord Shiva, all the different Rudra descendants. They are the ghosts, the Bhutas. The Bhutas and their Kecharis and all sorts of different types of Bhutas. There's so many different divisions. No, I can't remember all the names. There's hundreds of them and thousands of them, actually. They're subtle, and they like to take advantage of people who are not in a clean state. When you're not clean, your body is not so good. Here also mentioned is the directions you... this is not so much known in the Western countries, but of course in India, is what direction you sleep in, what direction especially your head is. And now, here, don't sleep to the north. Don't sleep to the north. Now, it'll be different. It'll be different. I've read different descriptions of all the directions. It'll be different for the southern hemisphere, because one explanation is in the north, that is our body is actually some sort of alignment, especially the head, with the poles. The magnetic, there's some sort of a correlation between the magnetic energy of the north pole and the body and the head. And this is not so, this is a kind of a subtle thing. So therefore, if you sleep in the northern hemisphere, it is not recommended to sleep with the head facing the north. Best in the east or the south, not in the west either. That is not a good direction for the even health of the body. And also there are different devas that are in charge of these things. So you have to be... there's many explanations of the directions. This is all in the Vastu. Now I also read that in the southern hemisphere, because the influence will become more from the south pole, and therefore, it is best not to sleep with the head to the south on the southern hemisphere, because the reverse will be true because of the effect of the Antarctica, the pole in the south. So it all has magnetic influence. So if you want when you sleep in different directions, you can get disturbed sleep, you can get peaceful sleep, become more unhealthy. All these different reasons in the Vastu Shastra, these things are explained quite nicely. So here we find that Lord Kapila Dev, he is instructing, he's advising the mother, not the mother, his wife, don't do these things. Don't sleep with your head in the north, of course they're in the northern hemisphere. Don't sleep with the head facing the west. Better east, sleep with the head east or south. And I say it will be reversed in the southern hemisphere. Lie naked. Again, naked means you'll be susceptible to influences of Bhutas and Kecharis. They like, especially when people are asleep and they're naked, And then the Buddhas like to come there. They're out of control. They're like unconscious. And there's a naked woman or a man lying there. So ghosts like to take advantage in a subtle way. They can't physically do anything, but in a subtle way. So one becomes so therefore these things, one may think, well, why does he say like that? But there are reasons. There are subtle reasons. There are gross reasons. Now we go to, don't do these things. And then he says, do these things. Put on nice washed clothing. We were talking about this yesterday. This goes to cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. So don't be dirty. This is even for the health. Even for the health, your own health. Have a regular bath. Don't be dirty. I was saying yesterday, some devotee told me before they were devotee, they used to have just once a week bath. And some people once every 2 weeks, who knows. But that's not good for your health, not good for your circulation, not good for your skin, not good in so many ways, and I don't know how you're going to smell after not having a bath after 1 week or 2 weeks. And I don't know how you're going to smell even putting on dirty clothes all the time, isn't it? Now what's the use of having a shower or a bath and then putting on dirty clothes? So therefore, when you have a shower and a bath, you have to always put clean clothes on. That is just common sense type things. But anyway, he's telling his wife, wear clean clothes. Wash clothing. Put on the wash clothing. Clean clothes, wash clothing. Because, I guess wash clothing, maybe there's a distinction there. Someone may think clean is you just spray some perfume on it or something like that. But wash. Here is a wash clothing. We'll wash it. there are some clothing actually considered to purify just by contact in the sun, and some others in the contact in the wind. Just like wool is considered very purified by contact with the sun. Just leaving in the sun can actually have a cleansing effect on wool. And there are other, like silk and that, is by the wind more than just the water. But generally speaking, we are using the water and stuff. So wash clothing, being always pure in the sattva-guna. Now, also mentioned here, put on turmeric, put on sandalwood pulp. Wear turmeric. Now, when I was first going to India, I used to see a lot of the ladies wearing, especially the ladies, but men can also do, they're wearing the turmeric, turmeric on the arms and different parts. I don't see so much these days. You see? In the villages, I used to see. Do you see anymore? I haven't seen for a long time. In the villages, mainly, yeah. You don't see in the cities, in the face. You can put everywhere. And of course, it is very. Now he's telling his wife, put on turmeric. Put on the turmeric. Now turmeric is a very, very wonderful substance. If you take it internally, if you take turmeric internally, it can have so much benefit. You can read all the health benefits of taking the turmeric. You can make a tea out of it. You can just have it in. Almost you can have it raw. You have to be careful though. It's But to get the pure turmeric now is not so easy. We grow turmeric on New Govanan farm. We grow the turmeric there, and you have to. Then it's very hard, of course. If you've seen the turmeric, it's very hard. Then they have that one machine that makes it cuts it. So because we don't use the turmeric on a codicil because you don't know they get from India. You don't know what they're mixing. Sometimes you can find the pure, but in India, it's very hard to get the pure thing these days. You buy the honey. Where is actually honey? What is it exactly? You buy the milk. What is it? What they put inside there? And so on and so forth. So someone may know somewhere to get all the pure things in India, but we don't use the turmeric bought that we buy from the stores for the codicil because maybe it is cut with some grain or something like that. But in New Govardhan they grow it, and they grow ginger, and they grow turmeric, but you have to grind it up. And it's not so; it's very hard. Very hard. Turmeric, ginger, they grow very wonderful. All these things are very wonderful. So eating turmeric and mixing it with food, all good, all wonderful effects, and putting it on the body. It's supposed to, now turmeric on the body is supposed to give a glow to the body, actually. It may not look so good when you've got it on, but it's supposed to give a glow to the body, and it's also good for the skin cells. Good for the skin cells, and it keeps bacteria away. If you put it on your face, can have a very glowing effect on the face and on the arms. You put it, I used to see on the arms and the hands, on the face, yeah, all over. And but I don't see so much these days in India. Of course, in the West, you don't see it. But now I believe they're using turmeric in creams and things like that, but I don't know how powerful that would be. But anyway, he's saying here, put the turmeric on and put sandalwood pulp. Sandalwood pulp. Sandalwood, of course, is very pure wood, and it's used in the deity worship also. Every morning they're putting the sandalwood. Now, sandalwood pulp on the body, sandalwood, in India, unfortunately, they've allowed the trees to go down, and it's very restricted. They have sandalwood in Australia also, in Western Australia especially. They have a lot of natural sandalwood trees in the outback of Western Australia. Some also, I believe, some have started in the north of the Queensland. Now, this is mainly in the Western Australia, in the north of the Western Australia, more hot area. And it just grows naturally. And the Aboriginal people have been using sandalwood for many, many thousands of years. They know the good effects of sandalwood. It's very aromatic, of course. And not only that, when you make it a paste and you put it on your skin, it is said to take out wrinkles. Said to take out wrinkles and also to take out it's very good for sagging skin. Sagging skin, just like as you get older, the biggest organ of the body. What is the biggest organ of the body? The skin. The skin is the biggest organ. It's considered an organ, but anyway, that because it's a live thing. Someone is categorized like that. It's an organ. Normally we think of organs like the liver and the kidney and stuff. But anyway, it's considered organ, so it's the biggest. It covers the whole body. It's a living, and it breathes and grows. So then as skin grows older, it loses its elasticity, and it becomes more sagging. And generally you can see someone who's gone into the older age, you can see especially by the skin and the face and the eye, everywhere. And so by the skin. But it said that if you want to help the skin, you put the sandalwood paste. And there's all sorts of Ayurvedic prescriptions. You can make the paste also, and you can put it on your face at night, make a paste. It's like, isn't it ladies, they do this with other things already? Avocado, cucumbers and things. And they make a kind of a salad or something and they put it on their face. But anyway... I always wondered what my mother was doing in the bathroom. And she come out with this kind of thing on her face. And I always thought she was making a salad in there or something. She used to take things in there. And so, anyway, so, yeah, so if you can make the paste, here it said the pulp, you can, I guess with the pulp, you spread the pulp, it's like a paste. If you put the paste on your face, then it takes out the wrinkles and makes the skin firmer. You put it on your neck. One of the first places to get sagging skin is around the neck. And so so the ladies, they put this on. It's a very auspicious sandalwood. It is used in the deity worship. And it is a very favorite of Krishna and Radha and turmeric also. These are very practical suggestions by Kapila. Sandalwood and other auspicious, it's not specific in the other auspicious items. Yesterday we were talking about jewellery. Jewellery can be worn and for protection, because the different types of jewels align with the stars, the sun. Some jewel. What is good for the sun? What jewel is good for the sun? I used to know all these things, but now I've forgotten. But if you wear one particular type of it, there's a gemology, you can study. And in the Vedic culture, that one stone is good for the sun, one stone is good for the other star, different stars. And so that is very good for the health. And also protection of the devas who rule those stars. You put the different, you can put the stone in an amulet. All these different things. So she was advised to wear the jewel, nice jewelry. It also enhances the beauty, of course, and so on. And gold. The gold, of course, is very... Gold attracts the sun. Gold. If you wear a lot of gold, attracts the sun. So gold and jewelry. And here we're saying... what is Kapila saying here? And now, very importantly... now, in the morning, before breakfast, he says... This is a very interesting point. Worship the cows, worship the brahmanas, the goddess of fortune, supreme personality of Godhead. If you get the blessings of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, you're very fortunate. And she is the greatest devotee of her husband, Lord Vishnu. So you get the blessings of the wife, automatically she gives her blessings, and you get the blessings of the Lord. That is very auspicious. And also mentioned here, worship the cows, worship the Brahmanas. Brahmana, the Brahminical culture, samodamo tapasocham chanti ajam evacha, isn't it? Peacefulness, tolerance, truthfulness, all these qualities are there for Brahmins. And the Brahmanas are very much representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, Prabhupada actually quotes, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Chaya. Krishna is very fond of the Brahmanas, someone who is actually Brahmana. And still in India, we still see the young boys of the Brahmana families. In many places, they have the Brahmana schools. It's becoming less, but I have traveled, especially in the holy places. I saw one place I was visiting, the Brahmana boys, young boys, they were Brahmana boys. And I was talking with them, very nice boys, very nicely behaved, very respectful. And they were learning, they go to the school. And the Brahmana is supposed to be humble and peaceful and tolerant and truthful and giving the knowledge. They're the most intellectual class. Why? Because they studied the Veda. That is why. Someone can be intelligent, be architect, engineer, but that's the other thing. That is also in the Veda. But the main thing of the Veda is the Upanayakanda, the higher spiritual transcendental in the Veda. And so the Brahma, the Veda, Vedanta Sutra, these things, the Brahmanas will study. So therefore, because they're giving the knowledge of these things, they're giving the essence of the knowledge, therefore Krishna is very fond of them. It's very important for human society to get the spiritual knowledge. If a human society is just engaging in the material side, then that is incomplete. So the worship of the Brahmanas, Krishna is very happy. And then also mentioned is the cows. The cows are very important. The cows are very miraculous. So we have many cows at our new Nandagram farm, and also New Gokul. And in Australia we have 3 farms. New Govardhan has many cows. And every day we see them walking around. They're very amazing animals. They have not exactly 4 stomachs. They have 1 stomach, but they have 4 compartments to the stomach. When they eat, it goes through all these things, and they're able, even the cow dung is very pure, can be used to make patties, for fuel, so many things that can be used. It's very beneficial, even cow dung, if it is dried out. Even the dung of the cow, even the urine of the cow has medicinal properties that can be extracted and used. The milk especially, the milk of the cow, the human society is brought up on cow's milk. Of course, there are many arguments against this by different types of people, but we don't accept that. It's not natural to have milk from other animals, no, we don't accept. There are some animals that were meant by God's arrangement, meant to provide for humans. The cow gives so much milk, it's too much for the calf. If anyone who's been around cows, been on the farm, they know it's too much. And if we allow the calf to drink as much as it wants, it gets sick. So the cows produce extra, and that extra is used by the humans. And then humans, the Prabhupada always told us that, drinking milk, especially, good milk, the milk they have these days, but the good milk from the cow, and especially in the morning, if you can get directly from the cow, just like we learned Sukadev Goswami, at the time of the milking, he would get the milk. That milk is very, very good. Directly, you have to take directly, otherwise the bacteria comes. And it's not so good to drink the milk directly, therefore it has to be heated up. The Prabhupada always told us to heat the milk, boil it. Boil it 3 times, he said. Bring it to the boil 3 times. That's like pasteurizing the milk. The bacteria comes after some time. But if you can take it directly when the cow gives the milk, directly at that time, immediately, then that is all right to drink. But if you leave too long, then you'll get sick. You can get bacteria. So milk is very important. Prabhupada used to tell us that it develops the finer brain tissues to understand the spiritual subject matters, and also very, very good for the health. Of course, too much of anything is not good, but if you take just enough milk, if you take nice ghee from the milk, and you can make so many cheeses and paneer and so many nice things. You take these things, give a lot of protein, a lot of vitamins in the milk, It's considered almost like a whole food. Someone can actually live on milk. And Sukadeva said Sukadeva just lived on milk. You know, he had to have water and things like that, of course. But it, you can just live on it, you know, almost on milk because it's so complete a food. So it's very important. And so therefore cows are very much appreciated in the Vedic civilization. So in the morning, before breakfast, if you can worship the Brahmanas, the cows, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lakshmi Devi, then your whole day is going to be auspicious. You know, you start in the morning. And Prabhupada used to tell us, as far as devotees, we're living in the city, we can't always go and worship the cow, you know, and so on and so forth. But Prabhupada said, if you just follow this morning program every day, and then chanting you around, seeing the deity, circumambulating. One time I remember when Prabhupada was very ill, they were carrying him around Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan by palanquin because he couldn't walk. And he was circumambulating. And then he stopped and he said, if you just do this one thing your whole life will be perfect. You can go back home, back to God. If you can do one thing like this. So if you can do all these things in the morning before breakfast, then your consciousness is high right in the beginning of the day when it is very auspicious time of the day. It is said you can retain a lot of information in the beginning of the day. Later on, mode of passion comes in the evening, and mode of ignorance. So in the morning is best time for knowledge and education in the morning time. In a lot of countries in the world, they start, the kids go to school early in the morning. I saw in Indonesia, they go, the small kids, they go at 6 o'clock in the morning, they go to school. They're at school at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, and some are, I think they're high school, they go a little bit later. But the little kids, they go at 6 o'clock. They're getting up very early in the morning. They go to bed early. But they get up early and they go to school because they understand actually it's a very good time. Early in the morning is very good. Later on, modes are coming in, more passion, they get distracted. So early in the morning is good. So here the point is made, if you can do these things before breakfast, before you have your meal and then you go out and do so many activities, and then your day is set. So Prabhupada used to tell you, chant all your rounds, to follow the program, then your whole day is good. Or if you're going to work, whole day is good. You've set the standard of the consciousness. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I've gone over time as usual. So if anyone has got a question or comment, we can have got a few minutes for some questions or comments. Anyone? Yes. Hare Krishna.
You were talking about the time of birth, like when we have birth, the time and place matters. Like, so that's how we get the chart and it tells the nature in our life. But sometimes we see when twins, they have the same timings and they're born at the same time. So how come their nature is different and also their inclination to devotional service?
In the same family at the same time.
Yeah.
Twins or something like that.
Yeah.
You're talking about twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. But even the slightest difference in time can make a difference. You see that? So the astrologers actually—they always want to know the exact time. What is the exact time? Generally, it's recorded. You know, and the mother gives the birth in the hospital or something. It's recorded. They put down the exact time. So, and then you know, I remember I went. My mother didn't know the exact time, but so I went one time. They said, "Oh, yeah, exact time." So it may be my calculation may be off a little bit. So therefore, someone, even twins, one comes first and the other one comes even a few minutes later, that will be different for them because the time difference is enough to change the whole thing. You see, because the stars are always moving. So just even a few minutes can change and affect their whole thing. It has to be exact. And even twins, they don't come exactly when they generally, it's after even a few moments. Even that small difference can, in time, can change the person's nature, can have different nature from each other. all right, thank you. Any other question or comment? One last one. Yes.
Can you throw some light on how exactly we receive our swabhav?
How exactly what?
We receive our swabhav based on our previous activities. How do I get my nature?
How do I get my nature or swabhav?
Because that nature is imprinted on the mind. So you know, it's the body reflects also the activities and the qualities and the nature can be shown in the body. People's bodies change over time according to how they've been living their life. You know, I saw one time there was a lady in the car and there was a big dog sitting next to her in the passenger, and I said, "Geez, they look so alike." So maybe she was doing it very attached to the dogs their whole life or something. Maybe so in this life, the actual physical body can change to look a little bit changed. It can change. But mostly it's on the mind. The nature, your quality, it comes imprinted on your mind. And the mind, of course, is not killed at death. The body is physically killed, but the mind travels through to the next life. So that nature comes through, and then Krishna award gives the results of what you were doing according to your mind and everything like that. It transfers to the body and can go one life after another life after another. So it comes from the mind level. The nature is imprinted there.
Is it related to
vasana?
Vasana?
Oh, right. Yeah. Is it related? Yeah, well, of course. That's what I just said, isn't it? Is that your question? I said the impressions that go, you mean from the former life?
Because vasana is...
Vasana is related to kama, krodha, mada, moha, matsariya. So based on that, somebody performs the activity, and that activity results in samskara, and that samskara should lead to swabhava. Is the cycle correct, or you have something else to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. But it's more than that. I mean, all those qualities are there from the former life, but also the activities. Those qualities will be reflected in the activities, and so the nature will come through in the next life, in the combination of all those things, and the activities, again, will be re-imprinted on the mind. So the impression on the mind will be constantly changing. It'll be constantly changing. It's not static. It'll be constantly changing. You start with the impressions, and then different activities you do in the life will imprint again and imprint again. Now, who knows all about that as the super soul? Who knows all about that? So therefore, Daiva, Kamana Daiva Netrina, that is actually arranged under the auspices of the Supreme Personality of God. What type of nature you will continue with, what type of body you will continue with, and he will make arrangement that it falls under the auspices of a particular line of the planets and so on and so forth. That is all under that. We cannot fathom this type of level of intelligence. But that level of intelligence is there with the Supreme Personality of God. So he is involved. The Super Soul is overseeing, and he's quite actively, not just looking, he is looking, observing, but he's also actively arranging everything. So from one life to the other life. So yes, the impressions are there. So the nature is set. And it can be from many lives, not just one life. It can come out of, so it's on the level of the mind. So where is those qualities that you mentioned come from? The envy and this and that, it comes from the mind. So it's not from the qualities themselves. It is the qualities that become imprinted on the mind from the last life, the life before. They go from one life to the other life to the other life. So this gives us our nature in the present. And that nature is changing even in the present. It's not standing still. And we get the nature, and the nature changes. The impressions on the mind change. All the effects of the qualities change according to our activities, and not only that, according to our association, both with our parents, with our friends, by the external factors. So many factors are there, practically unlimited factors. And so that creates so many impressions and creates so many natures that are constantly in flux, moving. So while the different calculations can be made, you can say that depending on who's giving who's doing the chart and everything, how expert they are, they can give some accurate, some are less accurate, but even so, it can change again during the life, even of an ordinary person. But generally speaking, the indication will be there, generally speaking. But when it comes to the spiritual position, then the whole thing can be changed. Krishna can change the whole thing. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Jai Gaur Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.